May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. 1072.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, the second chapter of Solomon's Song. I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Stay me with flagons, comfort me with apples, for I am sick of love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the rose and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love till he please. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break, and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethel. Let us pray. O most holy, high, eternal, dearest Lord, though I stand before thee, but Lord, thou knowest I come to thee, the sinner's friend. We come to thee, the living vine. We look to thee from where we are and all we are and what we're in daily. Dear Lord, we would venture nigh thee, glorious person of the Son of God, even thee, Lord Jesus, in whom the Father has placed all the fullness of grace, the blessing of receiving sinners, the sending forth the forgiveness of all our sins and putting away sin forever, and bringing forth the glorious righteousness and grace and love of God in its full blaze in the Son of God. And the Blessed Spirit, whom the Son of God sends. So we are drawn by the Spirit of grace, the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, to draw near to thee, Lord Jesus, and thus we would address thee as our only mediator, our high priest, our daysman, our representative, our spokesman, yea, more than that, my Lord and my God, in whom is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We would reverence thy name, Lord. It is a holy name. It's not just a name. It's a holy name, but it's a blessed name. It's a living name. It's a name of virtue for us poor worms. And thus we venture nigh. And we have to say with the hymn writer, nothing but thy blood, O Jesus, can do helpless sinners good. And though with through living faith we draw nigh and plead that fountain that has been opened, and may we be drawn to wash there, give us grace to do so. Woe to us if we do not, we shall be lost. Thus we come this morning, our in public worship, and let our prayer be little, for we address thee and stand before thee and not men. Send forth the word of the gospel this day. We utterly depend upon thee. Prepare me for thy will. Prepare me for my end. Prepare me still for the few remaining days of our life. O Lord, do adorn us in thy righteousness. In a moment, the voice of our beloved, the shadows will flee away at a moment. Our Lord, all the struggles within will just melt away. The visit of thy face. So do come. Do come and bless thy word. Oh, give us much meekness, much humility, much submission. We yield up to thee. Help us each to know that we have sinned and come short of thy glory. Put our mouth in the dust. Be nothing, submissive. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust, nowhere else. I've got nowhere else, complete trust. For time, for now, for my hope, for my happiness, a complete trust, nowhere else. Lord, in the finished work of the Lamb, in the mercy of the gospel, in the sounds of thy voice to my heart, in what thou hast promised, in this I trust and nothing else. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Oh Lord, let me not be ashamed in that solemn hour. Oh, let me not be ashamed of my heart and my sins. Wash me in thy blood. Deliver me in thy righteousness from all my fears, from mine enemies, from those that hate. Deliver me from the enemy, the power of him, the tempter, the allurements, the corruptions of my heart. Deliver me in thy righteousness, O Lord, thy righteousness. Provided, Lord, it is sovereign grace, free grace. Sovereign, yes, sovereign. Thou passest by one, blesses another. Sovereign, yet free. Free mercy. For thou, O most high priest, most blessed Son of God, hast accomplished all things at Calvary. And the covenant is settled. Do help us to realize, and under this blessing rest, beneath thy wings, do help us now to come and worship, drawn in need, all the drawings of thy love, the drawings of thy grace. We've nowhere else to go. Oh, lo, I come, and thou, blessed Lamb, shall take me to thee as I am. Nothing but sin I thee can give. Nothing but love shall I receive. Pray thy blessing on us this day as we gather round thy word. Oh, remember us in compassion and loving kindness. Remember not my sins. Oh, remember not my failings. It's the washing that we so desire to have a touch of again, when all will be well. Bless this house. Remember the church, the congregation, the dear deacons. Remember the deacons here. Be gracious to them. Help them in their office, the leading of thy public worship in thy house, the cares, the responsibilities. Bless the church, the congregation. We thank thee for that encouragement and one being able gladly to venture. Lord, how we consider these things, or that hope, that foundation. Bless her, strengthen her, help her, yet with trembling, with fear, yet with gladness, with joy, a mingled experience. Yet, oh, thou art attractive, thou art made suitable, O Lord Jesus, the sinner's friend. We, Lord, tremble at our rebellions, our murmurings, our sins, our defilements, our forgetfulness, our leanness. Yet, Lord, mercy, oh, what a river, never to cease. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Ah, we pray thy blessing upon this house. Remember each in mercy. There are those in senior years. Feel the frailty of their time, in much need of help. Lord, the weakness of the body, the power of the enemy, the power of unbelief, the many fears and trials in old age. Remember all friends in great need and help them. Prepare us each for the last step. Oh, shine. Let thy word abound. Remember all in middle days to commit their way to thee, to fall into thy hands. Remember our younger men and women going forth in life, the dear children, the sweet babes. May they be heirs of glory. Lord, remember the Sunday school here. Bless the instruction. May it be as bread cast upon the waters to be found after many days. So provide for our young men and women in all things sufficient for the journey of life and for the body and for their comfort and for their welfare. But all send forth thy gospel. Bring them to the throne of grace. Bring them to prayer. Oh, do bless and remember each in mercy. May there be those gospel encouragements, that leading and direction. May there be that searching for thee at the footstool of mercy. May thy word be their lamp and their light. Do remember that all in special need at this time, those widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those in unhappiness, those in sorrow, those who feel thus pass them by, appear. Bless Zion, bless thy servants. On the walls of Zion, remember thy servants this day, where we have come from. Do remember Zion. Bless thy servants, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our charitable societies. Return in mercy in the ministry, in the power of the ministry, in the blessing of the gospel. Oh, save us in our churches from the cantankerous spirit, the critical spirit, the spirit of hate. Lord, the spirit, the legal spirit, the legal righteousness. Oh, there might be some groaning sinners in our churches, watching, waiting for thee, rather than listening to thy servants to catch them up and trip them over. Save us, we pray, in these solemn times. Remember thy one church in the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared. Where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Bless thy waiting people in deprivation, war, persecution, poverty, famine. Have mercy on England. Thou knowest all in this land that fear thee. Oh, there might be those 7,000 which have not bowed the knee to Baal. We hope there is. We believe there might be. We believe there is. And have not worshipped him, but in their own privacy and own circles, worship the living God. And may there be those among our own circles who truly know thee and worship the living God. Not just numbers in churches or congregations, who know thee, who live upon thee from Monday to Saturday and not just on thy day. Do arise, have mercy on England, touch our Queen, open her eyes. We're exhorted to pray for our leaders, open their eyes to their sin and shame. But Lord, we have departed. Iniquity, deception, malignity, how it abounds in our land. Oh, have mercy on us. Bring us as a nation to repentance. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, our religious liberties, our freedom to worship, according to thy goodness and thy mercy. Now, Lord, we would bow in acknowledgement and desire that gracious understanding of all thy mercies, of thy great goodness, of thy kindness, of thy wonders, of thy love. of thy compassions, of thy help. May we find thee to be a refuge thyself. What thou hast wrought and thy word. We acknowledge answers to prayer helps by the way. Yea, even in the midst of fiery trials and the furnaces, the purifying fires, the tribulation, there is much rubbish. There is much rubbish in our hearts. O thee, refiner's fire, Lord, we pray for grace to bear nothing, to fall into thy hands, to submit, to be silent. Dear Lord, to have that fellowship with thy sufferings. There might be a crown of glory, our hearts might be set there, and not on the earth, but on things above. Dearest Lord, we acknowledge even amidst the hatred that so manifest these days. And we pray, Lord, that we may still render thanks, praise thee for all thy mercies. Not one of them is deserved. We bless thee, Lord. Oh, for the spirit of true worship, adoration. Now, Lord, thou knowest every heart here, awaken and warn those at ease in Zion, in carelessness, indifference. O Lord, have mercy on the poor, the needy, the weak. Receive sinners in all their defilements, in all their sickliness, in all their sin, in all their wretchedness, in all the leprosy and the open, putrefying stink of the heart. Do thou appear. Nothing but thy blood, O Jesus, can do helpless sinners good. O Lord, what a washing. O what a washing through. What a blessing. What a life. Mercy, mercy streams. How we need it more. Remember the poor, the needy, not by the way. Oh, those fearing hearts, those seeking hearts, those anxious hearts, those tender hearts, those hearts who mourn over their poverty, remember in mercy. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Come, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come quickly. Come, we ask in thy worthy name. Bless Zion, bless any that in great need here. Bereavement, sorrow, come, Lord Jesus, come, for thy great name's sake, amen.
Hymn 1034. Jesus, my soul's athirst for thee, absent from thee I cannot rest. Come now, reveal thyself to me, I cannot leave thy throne unblessed. 1034.
Dependence upon the Lord, I will draw your attention to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 3. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 3. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. The Song of Solomon 2, verse 3. As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Have you come across the apple tree? The one living tree, the tree of life. In all the wandering woodlands of this world, I don't mean literally, I mean in your heart, your life, in the daily affairs of business, of home, your personal pathway. Have you come across a living principle, a word, a blessing? What a mercy. Who led you? Who has led you to the apple tree, the tree of life? Of course, I'm not speaking about apple trees and fruit trees in orchards or gardens. This is the Son of God, this apple tree. In beautiful figurative language, it's none other than that Jesus, the Son of God. And have you come, have you discovered among all the sons of earth, the philosophy, the principles, the standards of men, and all the arguments of life, have you come to a living vine, and who has led you? You know, dear friends, we don't just stumble by chance upon the gospel. It might look like that. It's a wonderful thing. One place, I'll turn and go to that place. Mr. Popham, I don't want to tell stories, when he was young, it's recorded in his book, you will find it. He was going as a young preacher among the Congregationalists to a certain house, and he turned and went the other way to another friend's house. From that arose a gospel call, and thereupon that arose the penetrating light of sovereign election into his heart and changed him forever. And it was all appointed, divinely appointed. Your life, oh friend, we're all sinners, every one of us. All we like sheep have gone astray. But was there an unseen hand? Is there a sovereign hand? A sovereign hand over our life to turn our feet, to bring us to a point, to a spot, and there to deal with us in whatever way the Lord may seem fit, either to lay us low and to cause us to come to Zion. Perhaps there's those who come to chapel haven't got a clue about who the Lord Jesus is. Just something they know he's called the Son of God doesn't mean anything much. Don't understand the what we call doctrines of grace. What does it all mean? You know, brought to need him. Brought to need him. Oh, providence working to bring us to the dear Lamb of God, to the tree of life. The tree of life was kept from man. Look in the third chapter of Genesis, I think it is, kept from man. Fiery cherubims keeping with swords the way of the tree of life. Sovereign grace has led you to it. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Brought there, this tree of life, in the midst of the paradise of God. Friend, in its scene, in the living streams of the gospel, in the closing words of this book, this sacred book, in the midst, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Friend, this is the river of grace. This is the river of the gospel. This is the love of God coming forth in it. It's the water of life. It's a living stream. It's a living water. It's a bringing forth of life to the earth. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side, was there the tree of life. Christ, the centre of the gospel. Christ, the very essence of that love of God. Here he's called an apple tree. Friend, happiness. It may seem a strange wedding hymn, but that was the one that I had, or we chose. Happiness, thou lovely name. Where's thy seat? Oh, tell me where. Do you know that happiness? Are you drawn to it? Oh, it doesn't mean that you won't be provided for, you won't have a husband or wife, you won't have a blessing on earth. It doesn't mean anything like that. Friend, one above all others, one who crowns with grace and mercy upon your life, your pathway. Are you drawn there as a sinner? Drawn there. You say, but this barrier's across my heart. There's darkness, I'll come to it. I'll come to it in a moment. But have you been led? He led them forth by the right way. You know, we often look at the journey, don't we? We look at the desert journey. And when you dwell on the journey, how downcast you get. Because there's going to be trials in it. Monumental trials, dark clouds, sorrow, disappointment. That's the journey. But there's a promised land, a promised rest. Now, has the gospel, has the living water, the river of the gospel of God's love, friend, as a stream, make glad the city of God. What a mercy it has. Are you drawn there? Friend, help, loving kindness, strength, forgiveness, blessing, provision. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help of trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. That's life's journey. That's what man is brought to. The mountains being removed, the hills being removed, departing. What a mercy when the prophet says, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord. But though these waters roar, though you're in the midst of trouble, there is a river in the midst of it all. The earth being removed, there is a river. Do you know the river? There is a river, the streams. Lord, make glad the city. The sounding of his bells of mercy, the gospel. And who's in the gospel? The tree of life. Is it? The tree of life. The Son of God. The glory of the gospel. And here the church, the spouse, meditates. As you read through the Song of Solomon, you get a few verses where the Lord speaks, where the church speaks, where the daughters of Jerusalem speak. And sometimes it's they speak to each other from each verse as you go along. The Lord speaks in the first two verses. Here he says, I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valleys. And he then says to his spouse, I as the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. That's what she is. You know, there's all those thorns. There's one lily. That's my love there. Look at her beauty. And then the church responds, as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Well, just those few thoughts in opening then. The apple tree. Have you come across one? Have you come across him? Friend, in the Word of God, in the law of God, in the legal dispensation by the law is the knowledge of sin. Thy sins forgiven. The blessing God saw put away through the types and shadows under the law of the ceremonies, in the worship, the sacrifice, the blood sprinkled. Yea, rather than the law, seeing it there in the gospel. Well, there are some in the gospel that came, didn't they? They came, a leper. A leper came unto him. Lord, if thou wilt, thou couldst make me clean. The woman of Canaan came. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Son of David, the blind Bartimaeus called out, have mercy on me, son of David. The dying thief looked across to him and beheld him, saw his fruit, saw his dying love as the apple tree amongst all friends, amongst all the sons of men, amongst all the principles of life, amongst all the arguments of men, amongst all the joys of the world, amongst all things. And those trees worthless as just one. What a mercy if you've been led there. There's the apple tree among the trees of the wood. So is my beloved among the sons. You know, have you been shown that river? He showed me. God showed it to John. The Spirit showed it to John. The angels showed it to John. Have you been drawn there for your soul, your salvation, your Lord, your safety, your mercy, your blessing? What a wonder. What a wonder. Who came? How did you come? How were you drawn? Exactly those in the gospel. Leprous, lame, blind, weak, poor, tried. Oh, Jairus, an anxious Jairus, in great sorrow. The centurion, great sorrow. Perhaps Nicodemus, inquiring, not sure, puzzled. Friend, have you been? Perhaps someone, perhaps you've been, there was one very strange case, wasn't there? The Pharisees brought a woman. She didn't go there alone, you know. They brought her to the Lord to be condemned. Mind you, they were trying to catch him out. She went away free. She went away forgiven. She went away having tasted some of that eternal love. You know, the Lord showed Moses a tree. You've come on the journey and you haven't got very far and there's a bitter water. Marah's bitter waters. You cannot drink. You know, were it not for grace, I felt at times would actually have been destroyed. Might I say this carefully, because I would not say it glibly, lightly. The Lord has had to deal with me quite severely at times. And friend, we would have perished were it not under those bitter waters. Now, literally, there was dying. Friend, what a friend, there's nothing they could do. There's only one alternative. It's perish or get back to Egypt. If you can make it, they may not make it. And what a curse is there. No way. You know, Moses was shown a tree. Moses had to cry to the Lord. Friend, the Lord's servants have to cry to the Lord like the congregation. And Moses was a poor man like the rest of his people. He was leading. He was shown a tree. God showed him a tree. He showed him a tree. Has he shown you the living tree, the tree of life, in all your heart, in all your sorrow, in all your affairs? Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden. I will give you rest. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed from the end of the earth. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Draw me. We will run after thee. He found him in a desert land. Have you been there? Friend, what a mercy. You won't be there once, you know. You might have to live there. But those streams of mercy will certainly come.
He showed him the tree. There's Moses. Bitter waters. Bitter heart waters. And he shows it and he cuts it down. He cuts it down. He cuts down a branch. He cuts it down. He cuts it into the waters. Friend, there's a lot about this tree, you know. This tree of life. He died in his people's place. But he rose again because he was the tree of life. He was the tree of life. In him, in his resurrection, there's no death, was there? Could death hold him? Can death hold you? Can death hold the poor sinner? The tree of life. Have you been shown the tree? Has God led you there? What a place to come to. You know, how strange the gospel comes to poor hearts in need. They have to go to Mara first to have it. Friend, it didn't shine when they came through the Red Sea. Well, of course it shone upon the Red Sea. It was there and they sang afterwards. And you'd have thought they'd gone on and on singing the praises and there was the tree of... No, they had to go to some bitter waters. They had to go to some waters, poison waters. Waters that will destroy them. It couldn't be touched. Friends, there are things in your life that can't be touched. Let the Lord deal with it. Oh, that Jesus might be in it. Oh, dear friend, those bitter things, has Christ been cut down into your very heart? Have you seen him in your place? Have you been led there to see his sufferings, to know his sorrow? He's put into those bitter... Jesus has come in. Jesus has come with his gospel into those bitter waters with a promise, with a whisper, with a fear not, with an I am with thee, with I will help thee, with a promise of deliverance. The bitter waters have begun to be made sweet because the Lord's come. The Lord's come. But you know, there's something about this tree of life. That once you get there, once you become to the Lord, you won't go any further. You won't go any further. You won't go on your own journey anymore. The fiery, cloudy pillar will lead you. Because there you're going to sit down under his shadow with great delight. Well, friend, it may be an experience, as if it was an experience. He came there. He found this apple tree of all these various trees in the wood. The box tree, the pine tree, the elm tree, the chestnut tree, the oak tree, well, we'll leave all that. And there he stayed there. He sat down. He sat down. He sat down to rest. Can I rest in the gospel? Can you rest in the promise, friend? Can you lie down under the covenant? How can I lie under the covenant except I know its blessing? Have you heard the Redeemer's voice? Little you, little me. I sat down under his shadow. Shadow. From the scorching sun. From the fiery sun. From the destroying sun. I know. You see, sometimes when we speak of these types, you see, you seem to be a contradiction. You know, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, it speaks as though the sun is the enemy. But of course, in other descriptions, and descriptions are limited and they cross each other, the sun is also the sun of righteousness. Friend, I love the sunshine. I love that sun. Well, I don't worship it, but it reminds me. You know, what a difference. I remember in lying in bed on a Boxing Day morning and there was a very serious phone call came through. I will be careful what I say, because we don't know what the Lord's will is and what the future is. And I won't go into the detail. And I heard part of this, and it was given to me afterwards what was the phone call was about. I was laying upstairs, and I heard this heavy news. I could hear something. I guessed what it was. And I just cried to the Lord, because I was in a need, a great need. And I feared the same thing. And it just, the natural sun, that sun, just came right out and shone upon me in bed. And I felt the Lord lay something in my heart. You know, I'm not boasting. I just want to thank him. Who am I? Have you ever desired to thank him for his mercies? When the Lord has shown you mercy, given you a token, a little help, so undeserved. You know, the gospel, when you hear the gospel, when you've had a little help, think, friend, what a contrast. So undeserved. So undeserved. Oh, we receive the gospel in a thankful, an amazing a feeling of wonder. Why me? You know what you deserve, but you'll yet prove his faithfulness. I must get back to the word. I sat down under his shadow, under the shadow of the promise, shadow of his grace, shadow of his righteousness, or that we might be under the shadow of his righteousness. You know, when the apostles went forth on the day of Pentecost, they brought forth the lame and the sick, and laid them in the street, that even the shadow of Peter passing over them, that they might be healed. It does appear, of course, that was apostolic blessing in those days. We don't get those things now, but it's a wonderful description of the shadow of the gospel. You know, to sit under the gospel, but to sit under the Lamb of God, under his grace, under his love, under his word. It's a wonderful thing, you know, this Christmas season that is before us. Not that I'm thinking much about it this moment, but I'm not. But you know, the Word made flesh to dwell among us. The Word made flesh to dwell among us and dwelt among them. It's a tremendous thing. Friend, it didn't mean those 2,000 years ago, whatever it was. Dear friend, it means now. And he comes and dwells among his people. I will come unto them. Have you sat down? Have you rested? You know, the children of Israel, I'm not stretching imagination here. You know, who was in the fiery, cloudy pillar? Was your Lord there, friend? Was your Lord there? Yet your Lord, your God, your Redeemer, your friend, was he there in those far off days to that people? And, you know, when he came down and he descended, so he sat there. They had to abide there. And when it lifted, so they moved. And you sit down according to his blessing. In other words, it shows forth a rest. It shows forth a settlement of grace. Friend, is it settled for thee? You'll only discover it in the Lamb of God. Friend, and that settlement, you know, is not just thinking I'll be all right at the end, it all is well. There used to be a man in Maidstone, a Salvation Army general or brigadier or somebody. He had his house called All's Well. He used to call it All's Well. My grandmother lived up. She used to say, Well, I need more than it just written on my house. I want it written on my heart. Those settlements, eternal settlements. Friend, in this life also, will you get to heaven with a regret? What a question. The poor and the needy, they sometimes feel they might. How can I get to heaven? Friend, you know, in the midst of bitterness, in the midst of those bitter waters of Mara, you say, if I were to die now, it can't be well. It's too bitter for me. You know, I'm almost ready to charge God unjustly. It's too bitter for me. But the tree of life was put in. This apple tree. But the purpose of this text is this life-giving fruit. Why is it called the tree of life? It's his fruit. His fruit. I sat down under his shadow with delight. Great delight. And his fruit was sweet to my taste. Mercy. Mercy. A fruit. A fruit of eternal love. A fruit from his sacrifice, his dying. Friend, and that was all love. All. Calvary is love. Love to my soul. Friend, his promise is love to my soul. His righteousness, love to my soul. I sat down. His compassion is love to my soul. His understanding is love to my soul. Friend, have you sat down and heard the wonders of his grace? Because it's a miracle. It's a miracle. You know, I wonder, friend, some people try to be humble and poor, and they make a big issue on it. Friend, you'll be so humble, if you're taught of the Lord, you'll be humble and poor, you'll be so ashamed of yourself, you won't go around saying how poor you are, you'll feel too embarrassed. Too embarrassed to be humble and poor. Some folks, they make a great emphasis on it. Oh, you know, you'll be too embarrassed to be... But there it is. But then, you know, this gospel. But God hath chosen. God hath chosen. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world. Is there not the sounding of his bells and mercies? Does that come where you are? God hath chosen the foolish things of this world. Are you a foolish? You know, under the law of God, it demands perfection. Most religions, it's in our circles as well. Now we've all got to be 100% pipsqueak perfect. Shiny, shiny bright. Are you too foolish to be that? He's chosen. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world. What fruit? Yes, but where's the perfection? Be ye perfect. Nothing that defileth entereth heaven. So how can this be true? Look at the righteousness of the Lamb. Look at the glory of Christ. Look at the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the love of God. Look at the grace of God. Look at his dying love. Look how he honored the law. Look how he paid for my sins. Look how he paid my debt. A ransom of his own heart's blood. His blood left a token for my help. The foolish thing. You know, if you're taught to the Lord, you'll be ashamed of your foolishness. You'll feel its reproach. You'll feel unfit to be amongst God's people. But he's chosen them. He's made them feel their foolishness. To confound the wise, God hath chosen the weak things of the world. You know, how is it the lame, you think the lame take the prey? But can't be so in nature, can it? Because it's the swift that's going to take it. But the battle is not to the strong, you know. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still. Abide under my shadow. Stay there. Plead my promise, plead my word. You don't need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah, Jerusalem. Weak in faith. Weak. Weak in believing. Weak in trusting. Weak in holding fast. Dear Peter, you know how he was made. You know, he was very forthright. He was a natural leader of men, was Peter. And he was often spoke, but the Lord had to humble him. The Lord humbled him. He became weak. The weak things of this world, to confound the things that are mighty, base things of the world. God hath chosen the base things of the world. What a mercy. Friends, it doesn't mean that we have to go out and do unlawful things and sin to be chosen. I mean, that's ABC, I expect you know that. But the point is, how can God dwell here in my heart? He does. He does by grace. And it's that indwelling that shows you your sins and your defilements. It's that indwelling. If you are made weak before the Lord, if you are made foolish before him, if you feel the baseness of corruption, grace. It's grace that shows it. Because, friends, if it wasn't for grace showing it, you'd be living in it, enjoying it. Hath God chosen, despised. The things that are not. Dear friend, look unto me, wait on me, believe on me. I will help thee. I will strengthen you. I'll support you. I'll bring you through. You're foolish. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Weak things. Blessed are the poor in spirit. They shall see God. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As that sounding of his bells as his mercy reached your heart. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? That obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light. What a description of some of God's tried people. Walketh, it doesn't mean total darkness upon certain things, perhaps. There might be those hours of total darkness. You say that you will agree that God is merciful, but he's not being merciful to me. He's passing me by. I'm not surprised. Oh, to fall down. Oh, to fall down and confess our sins. Oh, to yield to him. Friend, oh, to sink down to his feet. That walketh in darkness hath no light. Let him trust. Let him trust. Let him trust. In the name of the Lord. Let me trust. Let me trust in that name, Emmanuel. Let me trust in that name, Christ anointed. Let me trust in that name, Saviour. Let me trust in that name, Deliverer. And stay upon his God. If there's a tender heart, you'll always fear those sparks of your own kindling, won't you? So great, the enemy is very active. I sat down under his shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Oh, dear friend, the bringing forth of the fruit of love and peace. Now, there are, of course, the fruits of the Spirit, which the apostle brings forth in Galatians. Read them at your leisure. You know, they come forth in the Lord Jesus. He bears it. He bears it. He brings forth his righteousness. He brings forth his grace. His fruit of grace. He brings forth the washing to the soul, the cleansing, the fountain. He brings it forth. Sweet to my taste. Sweet mercy, sweet forgiveness, sweet love, wonderful adoption, oh, amazing adoption to a poor thing like me. I've trusted. Friend, you know, amazing how the simplicity of that little hope, trusting in the gospel, trusting in the Lord. You know, there's that, your poor heart bowed down, been in conflict maybe for a long time. Then that realization, that simple trust of the gospel. Wait upon me. Look to me. Wait unto me. Trust me. Behold me. I will help thee. I will help thee. When his voice speaks, leave behind. Leave behind your own heart. I know you don't leave it behind very long, but under my dew you will. You'll behold me. The love of God. Friend, his unchanging love. Love unchanging. A little taste. Have you had it? Little touch of mercy. This poor man cried. The Lord heard him. You know, you discover these blessings in the Lord Jesus as this, that you're a poor man cried, but you know, the Lord Jesus was also a man that was brought to cry. And there was grace was poured into his lips in the gospel to bring you to the same gracious experience. This poor man cried, the Lord heard him. Friend, the Lord heard him. Oh, what a reproach did our sins bring upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We can hardly begin to understand it. But a little touch, a little insight of it. What a difference in how it humbles us. How it makes us ashamed. How it makes us a wonder of his mercy. It'll make you love him, though. If that's given you, you'll love him, friend. Oh, you'll cleave to him. You'll lay hold of him. You'll love him. You'll adore him. You'll worship him. His fruit was sweet to my taste. You know, his omniscience. He sees us afar off when we see not him. He understands your case more than you do. Or for a touch of this. Or for a little sense that he understands my difficulty. He knows my downsitting. He knows the difficulty I'm in. You know, perhaps you've got yourself into a hole. You don't know how to get out of it. You've dug it yourself, you know. But he understands. He makes that way where there's no way. Friend, and if I have any sweet knowledge of it, it's to have your heart fixed on the Lamb of God alone. To wait for him, to look to him, and don't look at the mess that you're in. Look to me. His omniscience, grace to the church. You know, these attributes of the Lord Jesus are grace to the church, they're mercy to the church, and they're sweet fruit to the believer. They're mercy to a poor sinner. His omniscience, his understanding. His mighty power of deliverance. You know, I will deliver thee. I will. You'll never get out of this. I will deliver thee. I will. You know, the Redeemer's voice. And thou shalt glorify me. Do you know it? Has the Lord been your helper? Has he delivered? Friend, his omnipotence. What a blessing to the church. What a sweet fruit. I bring thee to glory at last. I cleanse thee. See, it's his grace that cleanses us. And that's his power. That's his power. That's his might. Friend, how delicately, how skillful are the Lord's hands. What skill does the Lord lead us with? You know, that raiment of needlework that adorns the church. You think of the threads and the interwoven pieces of the beauties of the Lord our God in that robe of righteousness. You know, that robe of peace. You know, the skillfulness of the designer. Suitable to every sinner's need. I sat down under his shadow. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Friend, the answer of a good conscience, the peace of God, my sins forgiven. You know, it's a great mercy to be able to trust and to feel and to rest under that word that your sins are forgiven. It's a great mercy. You know, what a sweeter matter it is. Oh, both are blessed. You'll get to heaven on the first. Sure and first it to be true. But, oh, you'll be assured of it when that dear Redeemer comes forth in the lattice of the gospel as one that put away your sins through his own death. His fruit was sweet to my taste. That victory over all my fears, oh, that victory over all my hardness of heart, all my rebellious will, he's overcome. You know, can the Lord overcome your rebellion? Can the Lord overcome your hardness? Can the Lord revive you out of deadness, out of flatness? He willingly will. He will. Friend, he rose from the dead. He rose from your death in triumph, and you rose with him in that mystical way. His fruit was sweet to my soul. But the greatest wonder, you know, dear friend, no wonder she said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Lord, remember me. Oh, he remembered me. He has, friend, he has remembered you. Friends, he forgotten in time. Has he remembered you? Can you praise him? Can you rest now? You know, under the shadow tree, you're resting his will. Friend, we can only rest in his will, friends, as he's made precious unto us. Friend, I couldn't otherwise. Friend, and I can tell you most of my days, well, I wouldn't exaggerate, but you know, how many pilgrims in their days are full of agitation, full of sorrow, full of difficulty. They get hopes raised up, then they get cast down. They get hopes raised up, then they get cast down. They don't know whether they're coming or going. And they don't know whether the Lord spoke or he didn't speak. But when he shines, and then he shines, And that's what you want. That's what you want. To rest there under his shadow of love and mercy. Redeemed. Redeemed. Redeemed to glory. Oh, chosen in the furnace of affliction. A brand plucked out of the burning. An heir of glory. Have you been led to the apple tree? Your blessing for it. Friend, it will take a whole eternity, and that will be never ending, to bless him. Oh, that you were led to the gospel. You were led to the Lamb of God. You bowed your head down to him. You wept before him. You confessed. You then sat down. He favoured you in soul. You sat down there. And the sweet love of his eternal choice, the sweet love of his suffering, the sweet love of that forgiveness, the sweet love of his glorious person. And why were you made to hear love of his voice? Why were you made to hear his voice? And enter while this room. Beneath the shadow of my cross, the heavy laden soul finds rest, and so forth. Beneath the shadow of his wing, I sat down. Under his shadow. Yes, the shadow. Near enough. Friend, not even perhaps at his dear feet as you long to be. But what a mercy to be under the shadow. The blessing of the gospel. Poor little me. You know, if you get a little glimpse of how low. Do you feel low? Have you ever felt very low? Your Lord went lower. What must he have suffered? No wonder he died quickly on the cross. His poor soul, his life. I say poor, the Lord is not poor, he's rich. But you understand what I mean by that. In our place. He died his people's death. You'll adore him. He was poorer than you. Made poor with the... Friend, you're poor enough with your sins. He was made poor with all the church's sins. Oh, dear friend, sorrow broke his heart. Get a glimpse of that, and you'll sweetly praise him and love him. That you were led. Friend, oh, it's a wonder to even know about it. But oh, when you love him for it, you love him for it. When it comes near to the soul, that there he redeemed me. There my God saved me. There my God delivered me. From the bottomless pit. From the curse. Oh, he laid down his life. Lord, do show me thy hands and thy feet. There I can sit. Well, I will leave it. As the apple tree. You know, this is a fact, isn't it? Is it a fact to you this morning? It's an outstanding mercy. You can say, you know it's so. You know it's in your heart. As the apple tree among the trees is of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. An apple tree is life-giving. Isn't it? It's useful. It gives food. It gives sweetness. It quenches thirst. Wonderful. And so does my beloved Lord does, his gospel does, his fruit, his word to my soul is sweet fruit. And it keeps me going. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £700, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Rosier hopes to address the Sunday school this afternoon. And Mr. Timothy Rosier is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And at 2 o'clock on Saturday the 29th of December, Mr. Gerald Buss is expected to preach at Rebecca's baptism. Let us now close with hymn 1136. Saviour, follow with thy blessing, truths delivered in thy name. Thus the word thy power possessing shall declare from whence it came. Mighty let thy gospel be, set the burdened sinner free. 1136.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.